Let me tell you about a case that the Supreme Court is going to be hearing today that is one of the most important issues you can possibly understand ever. I want you to listen closely. Let me explain this to you. And what could be a landmark, and I don't use that term lightly, a landmark religious liberty clause. The Supreme Court SCOTUS is reviewing a challenge from religious parents who are fighting back against a Maryland school district's decision to force young children. Now listen to this. This is really critical. And it's not anywhere. I defy you to find this in any news story, anybody talking about it. Nope. You wonder why that is. Gee, what do you think that's about? In any event, this is a Maryland school district's decision to force young children to sit through lessons involving, and I'm being kind, LGBTQ themed books without any opt-out option. Let me explain to you the case. It's called Mahmood, depending on where you're from, against Taylor. And it stems from the Montgomery County, Maryland case, where the school board in 2022 introduced a set of picture books. But not just any picture books. Picture books promoting LGBTQ themes, including Pride Puppy and Uncle Bobby's Wedding. They introduced this into the curriculum for children as young as, wait for it, 4 years old. Now, these books feature same-sex couples and celebrate pride parades, all under the guise, all under the umbrella of, you got it, inclusivity. Now, the parents, Muslim, Catholic, and Ukrainian Orthodox, didn't object to the existence of the books, listen carefully, but to being denied the right to excuse their children from content that conflicts with their deeply held religious beliefs. This is like free exercise clause stuff. So, no warning, no choice, no opt-out. This is what this is about. Now, originally, the district had allowed parents to opt out of such lessons. But in 2023, the Montgomery County Board of Education abruptly reversed its policy, and it eliminated parental notification and the opt-out option entirely. Remember, they're not arguing about whether this is being taught. They're arguing about whether they have the option as a parent to opt out. So why'd they do this? They claimed it was too, quote, logistically challenging. This is their reason. And they accused parents of being bigoted if they objected. Now let that one sink in. Faithful parents who simply wanted to raise their children according to their beliefs were being equated to white supremacists. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. See what happens? This isn't education. This is coercion. And if you think I'm exaggerating, read the case. Now, the parents are going to court, and they're fighting for their rights, and it's about time. They're represented by the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. This is the parents sued, citing a clear violation of their First Amendment rights. They argue that being forced to expose their children to teachings on sexuality and gender identity without consent compels them to violate their religious principles. So this isn't about banning books. Let's be very, very clear about this. It's about letting American parents decide what is age appropriate for their kids. Let me say, whose kids? Their kids. They're kids. They're minor children. Their kids. This is about parental supremacy, parental primacy, parental autonomy. And after all, if parents can't decide when to introduce these topics, who can? What if there were books that say, Joey's an atheist? Little sister, they don't go to church because there's no God. You think they'd have a right then? You think they'd have a right? But the lower court sided with the school district. Gee, that's amazing, isn't it? Both the Federal District Court and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, that's the Intermediate Appellate Court, brushed off the parents' request for even a temporary injunction. Now remember, The judges who are involved now will grant TROs, temporary restraining orders, for anything if it involves what? TDA, MS-13, no problem with that. But this, and all you have to do to allege a TRO is irreparable harm or the potential of something. They did, and that's like the easiest burden. They said, no, the judges insisted that exposure to ideas doesn't amount to coercion. Think about this. So tell that to the parents who feel bullied out of their own children's education. Tell that to them. Tell them, oh, no, you got this all wrong. You just move along, you white supremacists. Muslim white supremacists? Jewish white? I mean, the Ukrainian? What? That was up to the Supreme Court. Here's what happened. The High Court heard oral arguments on April the 23rd. That is tomorrow, I believe. Does that make any sense? I'm going to check this out. Maybe not. Maybe I misread this. In any event, the question is, can a school district override religious freedom and parental rights under the guise of diversity? That's the issue. Now, the parents' case, in this particular case, leans heavily on legal precedents like Wisconsin against Yoder, where the court ruled that Amish families could withdraw children from school past the eighth grade to protect their religious traditions. Remember, it's about precedent. They also pointed to the Church of the Lukumi Babalu Aye versus the city of Hialeah. This is a 1993 case that said policies targeting religious practices are unconstitutional if they're not neutral or generally applicable. Here, the school board allowed opt-outs for family life and human sexuality lessons in the past, just not for LGBTQ content. See, that's selective, and that's biased, and it's wrong. This is government arrogance on full display. In a brief supporting the parents, the Trump administration stated the obvious. Denying parents any say in what their kids are exposed to forces them to choose between their faith and the public school system. That, Acting Solicitor General Sarah Harris wrote, that is textbook interference with the free exercise of religion. That's the First Amendment. Meanwhile, the school board's defense is predictable. They claim the policy is neutral, that no student is forced to affirm anything, and that letting parents opt out would shred public education. Translation, we know what's best for your kids. You don't. They don't have to affirm. They just have to listen and be contaminated. That's the point. And even worse, the school board argued that it's not enough for parents to feel their religious beliefs are under attack. They must prove literal coercion or punishment. So apparently being told your child will be read stories that contradict your core faith values doesn't count. Now, the backlash is growing nationwide. Across the country, parents are watching this case very closely. If the court rules against these families, it could set a chilling precedent. Will schools be able to slip more ideological content into classrooms without any regard for religious objections? That's the issue. And conservatives see a broader pattern here. Woke ideology, that's right again, being forced into every corner of public life, while traditional values are mocked and marginalized and branded as somehow white supremacists. The left claims that it's about inclusion, that there's an inclusion problem. Well, where's the inclusion for Christian and Muslim and Orthodox families who just want to raise their kids without government indoctrination? And the court's conservative majority holds the key. Let's pray. With the current conservative-leaning Supreme Court, many believe the tide could turn. If the justices uphold the parents' rights, it could force school boards across the country to rethink curriculum policies and reinstate opt-out provisions. A ruling in favor of the school district, however, could embolden, and this is frightening, left-wing woke radical activists to push even more radical material into elementary classrooms. Because remember, they want your kids and they want their minds, leaving families powerless. Justice Samuel Alito, known for his strong stance on religious liberty, hinted at this concern during arguments. He questioned whether the policy really respects diverse religious traditions. Justice Amy Coney Barrett asked whether the policy would allow any exceptions for religious belief. Now, it's clear that at least some members of the court see this not as a simple education issue, but a constitutional one. So what's at stake here? This isn't just about Montgomery County. This is about whether America still respects religious freedom and parental authority and parental primacy and parental autonomy, or whether the state will dictate what your child must learn, believe, and accept, and be exposed to. It's about whether public schools serve families or steamroll them in the name of progress. It's about whether faith still matters in the public square. And it's about whether conservatives are willing to stand up and say, that's enough, because enough is enough. This is absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. Now, they are hoping for a decision is expected by the end of June or early July. Until then, families of faith across America wait and pray that common sense and the Constitution in this case will prevail. This is critical. Thank God we have President Trump at the helm, and thank God we have this administration. Because if you think this is just about kids, you have no idea. Pay very close attention to this. I'm going to be talking about it as well. So in the meantime, my dear friends, please do me a favor. Subscribe to this channel. Subscribe. Like this. Liking it is critical. It puts us into the HOV, into the express lane, so to speak. The on-ramp whatever the hell the the freeway analogy is. In any event, my dear friends, I want to hear what you think. What do you think should happen, as if I didn't know? And comment as you see fit.